So we've got Daniel Freudman in the studio with us. You're a criminal defense lawyer, right?
I am.
We got to talk about the Making a Murderer thing.
I'm only about, I think, the third episode. I got, unfortunately, work had to take priority over my TV watching.
Okay.
Which, it's an occupational hazard, but it happens.
Yes, it happens.
Never let them interrogate you without a lawyer present. Like,
yeah.
To me, like, that's my biggest nightmare is, like, if I was ever taken, my biggest nightmare is going to jail.
Not sharks?
No.
Sharks in downtown Toronto.
A shark will eat you. It won't, like, assault you in a shower daily.
And
you know?
ruin your reputation, too,
exactly.
Right? I mean, that's scary.
But, like, when you go into custody, is that, like, the first thing that you should be doing is, like, asking for a lawyer?
There's a difference between American law and Canadian law. In Canadian law, once you're under arrest or detention, in other words, once the police hold you, they say, okay, you're going to be charged with this offense, or we believe that you're involved in this offense, subject to some very, very narrow circumstances or exceptions, they have to give you rights to counsel. So it's not I invoke my whatever amendment. In Canada, it's actually once you're arrested or detained, that triggers your right to counsel. The police officer actually has to tell you you have the right to counsel. They have to give you an opportunity to call counsel before they can ask you any further questions. With Canada, I mean, you see in all the TV shows, there's a lawyer sitting beside the guy and the lawyer saying, my client will not answer that question. All this like fancy stuff, which absolutely does not happen in Canadian law. Generally, there's no right for counsel to be present while the accused is being interrogated. So that's why we don't say, let me be sitting beside you and objecting to certain questions while the police interview you. We just say, keep your mouth shut. When the client exercises his right to counsel and gives me a call and whatever wakes me up at 4 a.m. saying I've been arrested for assault, I say, keep your mouth shut.
What's your card, by the way, just in case?
My card, yeah.
Your card before you go.
Am I going to get some nice little 2 a.m. calls?
Well, you know, that's not my intent here. I mean, I want you to be able to watch the rest of Making a Murderer.
Yeah,
but
you got to watch it. How many times would you say you're dealing with an incident that in regards to, like, a corrupt cop?
I'm not going to generalize because a lot of officers I do know, they're doing a great job.
Yes.
They're doing their work.
Good.
But then when you get outside the GTA, sometimes it's a bit more difficult to deal with certain officers.
I will say, okay,
Small town cops.
I was saying that yesterday. I mean, anybody who ever complains about the cops in the city, go to a small town.
Yeah.
Like, you have no idea how lucky you are to live in the city.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, I think one case that always stands out in my head, my client was charged with numerous firearms offenses. And the officer, in order to obtain the search warrant to get these guns, one of the officers just, it seemingly made up a CI, made up a confidential informant. So I put forward a constitutional application that would allow me to cross-examine or question him on that. And upon receiving that application, the Crown pulled the charges because they knew that if their officer gets up on the stand, things will go astray. So
go astray.
I got a call from the Crown the day before I was supposed to cross-examine the officer, just saying, we'll be dropping all charges. There's no need to proceed with this.
Once you're finished making a murder or two, I want to hear your whole take on it.
Yeah, you're not allowed to come on until after you watch that.
Okay,
so
in that case, I'm going to have to just vacate in my entire workload. Some clients will go to jail, but I'm sure they'll be sympathetic.
Well, it's worth it.
As long as Daniel gets to go watch his TV shows, I'm fine sitting in custody.
Yes.
Totally, absolutely. That's the system.
Yeah. I'll let my clients know Fred told me it's okay, and they'll give me the green light.
Exactly. Yeah.